This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. This is Sameya.
This is Kiara.
This is Sheena.
This is Shakya.
And you probably have not heard these people before because they are clearly not Krishna and Emma. Krishna and Emma have lives unlike me, so they're actually busy doing proper things. Kiara, Sheena, and Shakya are three of my best friends. Tony and Zayda mentioned also, but they're not here right now. So I thought I'd bring some of my school friends in place of Emma and Krishna just to talk about maybe some different things. Because rather, I mean, me, Krishna, and Emma all go to high school, but we all go to different high schools. So our experience, as you may know, is slightly different. But I feel since a lot of us have the same subjects and are in the same school, we kind of can understand each other's struggles slightly more.
Yeah.
And I feel like this week, and even weeks before this, but just in term three, we've all been, like, losing it. Is that true, or am I the only one who's dying?
No, that's so real.
That is 100% true.
Like, but the difference is that the difference is that Kiara and I are dying on a, like, science, maths-based, you know, situation. And Shaki and Sheena are dying on a DVC art painting sort of situation.
Yeah, that's like a kind of pain that we won't understand, really.
Exactly, because you can rush maths, you can rush science, like, you can learn it, but you can't paint a painting quicker, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you can't rush the artistic process. You guys should tell us.
You're just, like, stuck in a massive art block sometimes, and you just can't do anything much to fix that.
And everything just turns out ugly, so I can't do anything with that.
Yeah, like, if it's ugly, you're lucky just stuck with that ugly thing. But I've actually low-key this whole week felt outside of my own body. Like, I can't explain it, but it's not real. Like, I don't feel real. And I was talking to some other people about it, and they were like, yeah, that's just term three. Like, I can't explain it.
Like, yeah, that's like senioritis for you.
It's so bad. I don't want to... Okay, like, I hate high school, but I'd rather stay here and complain for a few more years than move on to uni.
That's true.
How do you guys feel about that? Like, moving on?
No, I'm not ready.
I'm not ready as well.
I just applied to uni and we... it's been a struggle and I'm not leaving. I just decided I'm staying in high school.
Yeah, no, that's real. I can get behind that. No, but why are they making it so hard? At least it's not like America where you have to write, like, essays just to be accepted by unis.
Oh, that's actually crazy work.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that. Sorry. But what struggles have you guys ran into with, like, in terms of emotions when you think about leaving high school and starting uni? Like, what comes with that for you?
It's not real. Like,
I can't believe high school is going to be over.
Yeah, there's, like, so much that we don't know going into university, right? It's, like, a whole different place and with people that we don't know, and then leaving each other was just, like, probably the worst part.
Yeah, I don't like to think about that part.
Yeah.
Because when I speak to Emma and Krishna, it's like, oh yeah, but I always had friends and I always knew I had to leave them. But the difference is I didn't always have friends, so I couldn't relate to them in that aspect. Like, I just made friends last year. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
So it's slightly harder, but it's okay. We get through it all easily.
I just can't believe that we won't be able to see each other every day. Like, after school, that's crazy.
Because friendships last. People say friendships last and, oh, you make new friends, you still talk to your friends. But I have an issue when people are like, oh, you'll forget about your friends and you'll make new friends. I don't want to forget! That's like, that defeats the whole purpose. I don't want to forget. I don't want to make new friends. I want my friends that I have now forever.
But then, if you also look at it, like, in another way, right, it's, like, exciting to meet new people. Like, that's just how it is for me. You know, I like to meet new people, and I like going out and being like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, Kiara actually makes friends.
She makes friends so fast.
No, it's fun. If you think that it's fun, it will be fun.
You know, I also like that, like, making new friends, and that's all fun and cool. But I still want to, like, spend time with my old friends. Like, I want to see them every day like I used to. Like, without that, it's just so weird.
No, that's so true, actually.
So Shaki and Sheena didn't... Wait, Shaki, you came to school before Kiara did. You came to school in New Zealand. But all three of you guys came to New Zealand around, like, after high school had started, around in year 11, I think. And Sheena only came last year. So do you still think about your old friends?
I think about them so much. I was, like, entering, like, college, and I was, like, so scared, like, of leaving school because I was scared that there would be my school friends instead of, like just my general friends.
Yeah, like your friend group.
Yeah, my friend group. So, like, that's the scary part of going to uni because you don't know if you're just going to be friends because of school or you're just friends because you're friends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. Because you'll make friends in class. And then my biggest fear is that I think we're more than school friends, but then we're not. Because I sometimes think about that with other people. I'm like, oh, no, but you're just my school friend. But then they want to hang out. And I'm like, oh, frick, what if I'm like that with somebody else? Like, what if I, in uni, want to hang out with somebody? And they're like, ew, like this random girl in one of my classes wants to hang out? So that's a big fear for me. I'm not very good at making friends. But what about you two?
I take a little time to make friends, I feel like. Like, I don't know, I feel like if I go up to a person, like, I can't just speak unless I know that they're going to talk back to me. Like, I don't want a one-sided conversation.
Yeah, I low-key, I like the whole forced proximity thing because then I don't have to do anything. It's like, you have to be my friend, so here we go.
Especially when, like, someone's new. Like, of course, like, if somebody didn't come and talk to you, then you're, like, stuck speaking with me now.
Exactly.
Like, you can't be like, no, because I'm actually trying to help you, so.
Exactly. There we go. Like, you have no choice but to be my friend.
Yeah.
I think the only time I ever tried and made an effort to be someone's friend was Kiara. And
hello.
It didn't work out so well, so I never did it again. I was like, oh, I don't know if I ever want to do that. But then it worked out at the end of the day.
Yay!
My favorite way that we made friends was with Sheena.
Yeah.
And Sheena hates it, and she tries to forget about it, and every time I bring it up, she tries to move away from it.
Wait, tell that story again.
No, don't. I needed time to marinate. I'm not very good at meeting new people.
Sheena goes nonverbal. Okay, I'll tell you a little part of it, but we were like, oh, Sheena, we'll give you... What's your Instagram? So we could follow you on Instagram. And then, instead, she's like, wait, I don't remember my username. And I was like, oh, low-key sus, but okay. And so we all wrote... And we couldn't have our phones out, obviously. So we all wrote down our usernames on a little piece of paper and gave it to Sheena and expected that we would get a follow by somebody whose username is Sheena by the end of the evening. 1 week passed. No follow. And there was a different person named Sheena who followed Kiara, and Kiara screenshotted it and sent it to me and got real excited. She was like, is this Sheena? Did Sheena follow me?
No, it wasn't her.
And I was like, yeah, that's not the one, but I love your enthusiasm.
I think I wrote a wrong username on that piece of paper because I think I changed my username and I forgot what it was.
No, it's back when you and your twin sister had one account.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know the name of it.
Oh, that's crazy work. But yeah, Sheena never followed us. And I was like, oh, Loki, I think we made a mistake. I think she hates us.
Wait, I actually lost a piece of paper on that day. And
but
I was
why
like,
didn't you say anything?
Wait, I wanted to orchestrate a way to like bring up how I lost the paper and how I can ask you for your Instagram. Like, about being like, hey, I do know my username. I actually lost your paper, but that didn't happen. So I don't know how... We even contacted each other like
no,
that.
I persisted. I said, let me do it again.
Oh, wait, yeah. I remember someone asked me again. I was like, this is my chance.
I think after... Okay, this is like personal development, but I used to be very quiet and not like speak to people who were not like inside of my circle because I didn't think it was necessary. But then I made friends, and then, like, Shakia and Kiara, Tony, Zainab, like, that was our group, and some other random people used to sit with us as well. And then I realized that, wait, like, you can make friends and it's easy and it might be nice. So when you came and you even low-key, like, it was tough to contact you, but I was like, no, I will do it. You never know. And it worked.
You will be my friend.
Yes, you will. No, it wasn't even you will be my friend. I was like, you will at least get to know us. Like, give us a shot.
The way I just forced myself into the friendship group, though, I literally didn't speak a single word. I just sat at your table for no reason. Mm. No speaking at all.
No, but I remember, like, I sat you down one day and I was, like, asking you a whole bunch of questions. Like, where are you from? What? I don't know.
What do you do? Yeah.
What do you do in your free time? What brand is your microwave?
But that's how you make friends.
I remember when I first saw Sheena, I knew I wanted to be friends. Oh, I I saw her in PE and then
oh my God.
You were not playing anything. She was just walking around.
Real
naughty girl.
Me core.
Yeah, and then she had really long hair. That's what I noticed first.
Oh, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
It's actually making me sentimental. But friendship is so nice and it's so real and you should cherish it.
Guys, she's tearing up.
Okay, why is she lying? Cut the cameras. I'm not tearing up. It's never that deep, guys. I'll
and
get over it.
She's sniffling too.
I'm sick. That's why I'm sniffling. But you know what? You know, the only reason I come to school now is because I have friends.
Oh, me too. Yes. Guys, if you didn't know, she used to skip school all the time.
Guys, you know, yeah, I would be sick. And then even if I was a little bit sick, if I coughed once, I'd be like, oh, I gotta go. Sorry, guys, gotta go. Gotta dip. I had friends. Like, I had people I sat with. Even I had Zainab and Tony as well, but it was not that deep for me back then. But it is now. It is now.
Yeah, back then, seeing you was like a miracle.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. She decided to bless us with her presence
today.
Wow,
I didn't know I was that important to you. No, Sheena went to the Philippines, and I was like, Sheena, come back. Come back.
Oh, I was actually stressing when she wasn't here.
Yeah. Oh,
I saw my life flash before my eyes.
Every day, Shakya would be like, oh, I wish Sheena was here. I wish, if only Sheena was here, life would be so different.
Okay. Everything reminds me of you. I'm still here.
Bro, but you were like so far away.
Shakya would text us like Sheena died. She's like, oh, Sheena, back when she was here, life was so different. Yeah, she will be here tomorrow as well. Like, chill out.
Bro, I was traumatized because you have no idea. I have like 3 classes with her. Mm. Basically all of them. And I was alone, so.
Wait, that's the same for Kiara, though. When Samaya was like off for her surgery.
I'm not going to lie. I was really chill.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
She didn't miss her at
she
all.
She needed that confirmation that you missed her, so.
Oh, and I missed you, Samaya. I missed you so bad.
No, Sheena and I were talking, and I was like, wait, I forgot to act like I missed your presence, but I swear I did.
Oh, my God. I remember that, like, the first time I saw you when you got back from the Philippines, like, you were outside my car, and I saw you, and I was like, okay, Sheena.
Yeah, you were
like,
so nonchalant.
Like, that was nonchalant of
no,
you.
No, like, I forgot I hadn't seen her in, like, a whole month.
You
and
didn't
like,
miss
what?
Me. I needed to know that I was important, and you didn't get that.
You know, I gave that. I gave
that.
Oh,
yeah, you got that from Shakya. No, the way I was like, oh, I'm not bitter, but I low-key should go to school before they realize that life is fine even when I'm not there. But, you know, that was all in vain because clearly you still don't care, so it's fine.
I'm joking. I was joking.
It's fine. People only care about me when they don't want to be at school anymore and they realize my house is 3 seconds away. You know, the other day, Kiara came to my house because she was hungry. We were just chilling and she's like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to go home and eat some lunch. And she's like, oh, that
lunch
sounds
would be nice.
Nice. Yeah, lunch would be nice. So I was like, do you want to come? And then she came to my house and then I had eaten half my food. This girl was done. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then she was like, how about a sweet treat?
No, okay, I absorb my food. I don't even, like, eat it.
Yeah, she inhales food, that is true.
Wait, what were you eating, though?
Fried rice.
Are you serious?
And it was bus. It
Wait,
was bus.
You guys should have told me. I would have come down
Shaki,
in 2 minutes.
I didn't know you were also hungry.
I'm also hungry. I would have traveled 2 hours for your house.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Samaya, I'm always hungry for your food. You don't even have to
I didn't
ask.
Even make it. My mom did.
Even better.
Okay, yeah, I like your mom's food as well.
All the hangouts that happen at my house just revolve around food and then speaking to each other. Like, we don't actually do activities at my house. We just eat and hang out.
We watched a movie once.
Once.
She switched it up for once.
And then I got violently sick again.
Right.
I get sick every time I have fun, Loki. I don't know what it is. I don't know what.
And you tried to kick us out, like, really gently, like, hey, guys, please, can you leave?
Time to go.
I was like, hey, guys, so when do you think you'll leave? Up to you, but, like, when do you think that you'll be ready to leave my house? No. Okay, speaking of being sick, and I'm still sick right now, the past few weeks have just been horrible.
Oh, I can relate.
Why? What's happened to you?
Okay, so just so much. I had like a mental breakdown in my room last night and I turned the whole place upside down. Now I can't even see my flow anymore. Oh. Like there's just stuff sprawled everywhere. Like senioritis is so real. Like it's so serious actually.
Like senioritis makes everything deep even when it's not. Like it was book dress up day today and I was like, I don't care. If nobody's dressing up, I'm going to dress up because I'm a senior and I'm year 13. And this is my last time to do it. And I'm dressed as Matilda. I have a bow at the back of my head for anyone wondering. But
that's very cute, actually.
Thank you so much. I needed that confirmation.
But we have a video of you walking back. It's very cute. You were just walking really cutesy. It's very nice.
I walk cutesy now as well.
She did that word of affirmation.
But like, doesn't senioritis just make everything serious? Like, what do you do now as a year 13 that you wouldn't do?
We joined one extracurricular, and I feel like I've involved my whole life in it. Like, I'm like, wow, I'm part of the school community. Everything matters.
I low-key agree. And it's something fun and cool as well. We joined Take Media. Well, Tony segued us into Take Media. Thanks, Tony.
Just tagging along, actually.
No, but, like, I feel a part of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I low-key never have felt part of something my whole life, so that was nice. But what about you guys? Like, what has it changed the way you do your work, the way you think?
It does, actually, because it's like, it's our very last year, right? Like, it's the lack of time that kind of makes us want to do even more with the remaining time that we have.
I agree.
So, like, every single day I sit and I'm like, oh my god, I need to join more clubs, I need to do more things, and I need to, like, I don't know, do, like, internals with, I don't know, more dedication.
Yeah, like, I can't be thinking, oh, yeah, it's fine. Because it's not fine. You need to try and you need to do stuff. But I feel like year 12s think we're stupid. They're like, oh, my God, these guys, they think high school is the best part of their lives. Listen, I hope that things are going to get better, but it's not looking too good right now.
Yeah, oh, my God.
So you got to take every moment as it comes.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you. Any other quotes from anybody else?
Oh, I think also, you know how last year we didn't do much of like dress up stuff, but this
it's
year.
It's because we didn't have any dress up stuff.
Yeah, kind of. But like now it's like, oh yeah, actually embarrassment is a choice and it's okay to actually dress up and have fun.
Wait, Samaya quote.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm you being saying that.
Embarrassment is a choice.
Embarrassment is a choice. That's really my Instagram bio.
Oh, is it?
For my Instagram account.
Oh.
It used to be life is a party every day, which was my other quote. But then I stopped believing that because life wasn't that good after a while. But embarrassment is a choice. You choose. This is killing me. But like, people will perceive you either way, so you may as well do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Hey, that's my WhatsApp bio.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Hey, that's my Facebook bio.
So that's actually what I posted on my Snapchat story the other day. Wait, Shaki, I'm actually going to look.
Yeah, check. It's there.
But do you guys feel like stuff like that? Like, people are going to look at you and judge you either way. So not in all situations. In some situations, I do just get embarrassed. But like,
I feel like if you carry yourself with enough confidence, like, nobody will actually question it.
Exactly. Confidence is key.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at cool people doing stupid things, you'll be like, oh, but they have, like, aura. So it's chill. It's okay.
That is so true. Wait, right? Guys, Shakia's bio, WhatsApp status bio, whatever the hell it is, says, people are going to judge you anyway, so might as well do what you want. Directioner for life.
Preach, Shakia, preach.
Beautiful.
Stop, that was actually a long time ago. I put that up, I forgot about it.
Directioner for life. with a heart, with the fire coming
okay,
out of
okay, I
it.
Still stand by it, though.
Yeah, she's still a directioner for life. She doesn't take that one back.
She knows her direction.
There's only one direction.
Bro, too much. Wait, but what were you saying just now that I low-key related to?
The cool people thing. Like,
oh, yeah. There was this guy yesterday. He is not very good at what he does, but he's doing it confidently.
Yes.
Who was it?
No, it's the... I can't say.
Oh, you can't name it.
Can't say. But I was like, damn. Wait, you'll know. I was like, well, that guy has aura.
Oh, wait. I agree.
But he's not very good at...
Are you sure?
Oh, wait. I think I know who you're talking about, and I agree with that as well.
He was really good.
Okay, but he performed for like 0.3 seconds.
No, he looked embarrassed, but he was really good. That's like the opposite of your example. He looked really embarrassed when he was...
Oh, really?
Yes. When he was performing.
Now I just look like a fan. God, just never that serious. I'm not a fan of that guy. If you have... I'm not... I can't even say what his talent was because anyone listening... Frick! It's fine. It's fine. No, there was aura visible. I think I was just thinking about the international concert.
Oh, some people performing. And
the aura visible in that concert was crazy.
Is that because they were good or...
Good.
Or is it because they had like confidence in what they did?
Confidence, yeah. Like... You know that yesterday, Tony made us all send pictures, and she was like, send an awkward picture of you when you were, like, 11 or something.
Oh, yours is so... Oh, yours was so good.
Mine were actually awkward pictures. But Tony's picture was actually, like, Tony's like, I look so weird. But, Tony, you didn't look weird. You actually looked fully normal. If you had just stood in that photo with confidence... It would have been completely fine.
Yeah.
That's like the other day Kiara was wearing like a good outfit on twin day, your leather jacket and your skirt. And she was like, wait, but I don't, like, will I look like I'm too dressed up? But if you walk with confidence, nobody cares.
That outfit was so good.
Oh, thanks.
It was so good.
But those like boot heels, there's like no way you can't walk with them. Without confidence.
Exactly.
Like, you have a strut when you walk.
Yeah, exactly. Fix your posture, look up, and everything's going to be okay. Walk with confidence, and no one will question you.
Yeah. So that's the lesson that you take away from today.
Yeah, that's actually the lesson that I've decided we're going to teach you today. How do you guys feel your first podcast experience?
I feel confident.
Oh, perfect.
That was
perfect.
Amazing.
You really tied it with the lesson we learned.
Hey.
What about you, Sheena?
Confident?
Shut up. Let other people speak.
I'm feeling a lot right now.
I understand that, because you don't talk in front of other people too much.
No.
She's a woman of few words. What about you, Shakya?
This was so fun. Very exciting. I liked it. I loved this. It was very fun.
Well, too bad, because Emma and Krishna are going to be back next week.
Oh, she doesn't want us here.
I hope you're confident now, I guess. I hope you learn confidence. I hope you learn joy. I hope you learn that everything is going to be okay. Life is a party every day.
And embarrassment is a choice. Did you already say that?
No, and embarrassment is a choice. I was trying to figure out how to rhyme that. But I'm not Cat in the Hat. Oh, frick! Oh. I'm on a rhyme game, not even on purpose. What does she always say?
Oh, no.
What?
Which rhyme?
I don't know. I can't remember, but this was really fitty litty. It was not mitty gritty.
Oh, another bar.
I don't have any more bars, but I think... Oh, you guys don't
and
even...
And it was not Scratty Ratty.
Oh, yeah. It was not Scratty Ratty. Okay, guys, I'm going to teach you how we do our classic outro.
Okay. Wait, can we choose, like, the music that comes after this, or no?
No, we could have chosen the music that comes in the middle of this, but it's too,
can we
like...
What's it called? What was your
life
old bio?
Life is worth living. Okay, sorry. What? Life is a party every day?
Yeah. Are we talking about the... Do you know...
Hey, like... just say...
Yeah.
Wait, I was thinking about that as well.
Yes. But this is Sumeya,
Kiara,
Sheena,
Shakya,
over and out. Goodbye, guys. Say bye.
Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.